Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 18th, 2017. It's Wednesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 149 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about binomials again. In fact, there's another podcast episode, that's episode 137, if you want to check out. It's also about binomials. I'm going to go over the definition of binomials again, just in case you missed the first episode, but if you want to grab some more examples of binomial pairs, then you can just go to the web page of this podcast and search for binomials. So what exactly are binomials? Binomials are expressions containing two words which are joined by a conjunction, usually AND or. The word order of a binomial pair is usually fixed, meaning what? So most binomials are joined by AND. Like the examples I gave in the first episode, they are all like when you say sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of something, or short and sweet, up and down, odds and ends, and so on and so forth. I'm not going to repeat all the binomials I talked about in the previous episode, but then I'm going to move on, and today I'm going to talk about binomials which are joined by OR. So the first binomial I'm going to talk about, it's actually two binomials together. One of them is make or break. And the meaning of make or break is that the result will be either total success or total failure, nothing between. So one example here is the next match is make or break for us. If we lose, we'll have no chance of winning the league. So as you can see here, make or break, either so it means either total success or total failure. Another binomial joined by OR, which has a similar meaning, the same meaning in fact, is all or nothing. So you could say the match tonight is all or nothing for us. If we lose, we'll have no chance of winning the league. So these are the two first binomials joined by OR. Another one, a very common one, in this case it has more than two elements here, because take it, the binomial is take it or leave it. In a situation when you have a negotiation, that means this is your last offer. You're not going to negotiate further or allow the other person to negotiate. So you say something, for instance, you're trying to sell or you're trying to buy a car, and then you offer $800. Then you say $800 is my final offer for you. Take it or leave it. So take it, accept the order, the offer, or leave it. Then I'm not going to make a deal with you. So take it or leave it. Another interesting binomial, very common one, joined by OR, is sooner or later. It means that something will definitely happen, although it's not known when. So you don't know exactly when it's going to happen. So we're all going to die sooner or later. Yeah. So one day we will all die. Yeah? Or if you say something like, if you lie, people will find you out sooner or later. So they will find out about your lie sooner or later, one day, meaning one day they will find out about your lie. By the way, I'm grabbing these examples from the site www.speakspeak.com. There are quite a few binomials here, some good examples. But the idea here is to show you some common binomials and, you know, to make you aware that they exist and that they have a meaning, they're fixed. And whenever you're listening or reading something, you should pay attention to those and try to incorporate them into your speech. Another very common binomial is more or less, which means approximately or almost. So the one example here is the repairs to the car will take a week, more or less. So more or less meaning approximately 1 week. So another example is just give me another minute. I've more or less finished. So I have almost finished. That's the meaning here. I would like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any comment or suggestion for future episode. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Thank you very much. Keep listening and keep learning, and I'll see you next time. Bye.